Now today, friends, we're coming to the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah. If you have our printed text or your Bible handy, you'll want to turn there and also to follow with our notes and outlines. Now, we have been following a series of prophecies that actually tell one story, beginning with chapter 7 and going now through chapter 12 here. This has been the period of prophecies given during the reign of Ahaz, a very bad king in contrast to his father and his grandfather. His grandfather was Isaiah. That's when Isaiah began his ministry among the people. Now, he's given this series, and it began with the judgment of God upon these people, and it's moved on now, and the last time, in chapter 11, we saw the kingdom established here on earth in which the Lord Jesus would reign personally. We talked about that kingdom last time. After these people came through the great tribulation, they entered the kingdom. Now, we have here in chapter 12, we reach a high note here, and we find God's people here worshiping God and singing praises to Him. And here you find Israel in the temple singing praises to God and not at the Wailing Wall. And Israel today is at the Wailing Wall. That's one of the reasons I say we're not seeing the fulfillment of prophecy today. That is, their return to the land is not the return in which you see this wonderful picture here of this worship. Now let's look at it. It's a very wonderful picture of worship, and it's a very brief chapter, and it is a psalm. It's just a jewel of beauty, by the way. And here you have pure praise from redeemed hearts to God because of His salvation and because He's the Creator. The curse now has been removed from the earth, and that's an occasion for praise to God for His display of goodness in creation. You and I haven't seen anything yet in nature. There's a curse on it today because today nature has a bloody claw and a bloody fang, a sharp one, but that'll be removed at this time. Now, this chapter, the first three verses, you have praise to the Lord Jehovah because of His salvation. And then verses 4 to 6, praise of the Lord Jehovah because of His works in creation. Now, will you notice this? I'm reading it, verse 1. And in that day, now here again we have that expression, in that day. And I think we've already identified this day as beginning with the great tribulation and goes through the coming of Christ and into the kingdom that is established here upon this earth. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Now, the night of sin is over, and the day of salvation has come, the day of the Lord. Now, they've gone through the night, and the light has broken. The light has come into the world. And the tribulation is past. The storms of life are all over. And they've entered the kingdom. It's occasion for praise. And the thing that'll characterize it will be joy. Will you notice what he says here? He says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Now, salvation here, you'll notice, is not a thing. It's a person. Salvation is not a program. It is not a religion. It's not a system. It's not a ritual. It's not a liturgy. Salvation is a person. And that person is the Lord Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the picture that we have here. And they're praising Him for that. Now, verse 3, therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, this speaks of abundance and satisfaction that there'll be in the heart And also joy will characterize it. You see, this is a time of great joy. And that's what the Lord wants us to be, is to be happy, friend. Cause us to rejoice. Cause us to sing praises to Him. And I do not think we're ever a witness to Him until we have that joy in our hearts.